on the other end of our line right now is somebody who I always love to welcome in on a Tuesday morning, the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, and of course, all of his podcast at drjohnb.com. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I hope you're doing okay and getting ready for the big game this week.
I'm getting ready for the big game at 8 a.m. and the big game on Saturday.
Right,
and, yeah, it's like a double. It's a doubleheader, like Ernie Banks used to say. Let's play two, and we'll get it going. Now, I want to ask you today about something that this is an interesting angle of psychology to get into, because it's assumed, Doc, that, you know, if you live a long life, you've seen a lot of things, you've experienced a lot of things, that you're going to be wise. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in respecting one's elders and what they've seen, what they've experienced. But just having longevity, does that necessarily make a person wise or just long-lived? Because the two don't always go hand in hand, do they?
Well, that is very true what you're saying, because, you know, you can argue wisdom comes only if you've lived a life and you've learned from difficulties that you've encountered along the route of your life. However, it's equally true that many people do not become wise. They become bitter, they become angry,
yeah.
They become isolated, they become jealous. They learn nothing from their experiences. So we do have both of them. Now, those that do learn lessons from difficulties in life and implement them, they do become wise, and they can help others from not making the same mistakes. The point is, what do you learn from your difficulties? I think that Oprah Winfrey said it well when she said, turn your wounds into wisdom. And I think, as always, Shakespeare says it best, the fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool. I mean, I think the more you know, the more you don't know in many ways. So I think that what we have to do is try to learn the lessons from life. And if we don't,
right,
we become bitter, we can just be upset. So it is wise to take a time out, sit back, look at what's happened, learn from them, and move forward, and hopefully along the way gain some wisdom.
Who did you look up to besides your parents, but, you know, through your life, who was somebody that you gained, a kind of a person you gained wisdom from and really did so maybe on a consistent basis, or there was one time that really stood out to you?
Well, I think when I look back, when I was growing up, there was a Monsignor Chauncey who was my godfather, an Italian priest in an Italian parish in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And even though I was relatively young when he died, he was a close friend of the family, and I really got to know him, talk to him. And then, believe it or not, there were following priests over the years that were really quite helpful. And then in high school, there was a Father Yeager at Catholic Central who was a very helpful fellow, kind of a tough old military guy from World War II, a no-nonsense kind of a fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He was very helpful. I certainly had some people that were different mentors. Harvey Clarizio, a great friend for many, many decades, even a long time, from Michigan State University. I mean, I can come up with a lot of Louis Soss, another professor who also was a colleague at Michigan State. So there are different people, worked for the state of Michigan, just a lot of people. And believe it or not, many of my clients, people that I've worked with over the years, even though the goal has been for me to help them, but I've learned so many things and hopefully picked up some wisdom by seeing things that they have encountered and do encounter, and from that have learned how to pick things up. I might add, of course, my dad would be number one, and my mother was very wise also, but they were obviously throughout my life.
See, I disqualified those right off the shoot.
Well, you did, yes, but
I had to
bring them in.
I thought you would.
Those are the people you see and you raise you. But I do think, and if I were to, since you asked me specifically, I've been very fortunate to have run into a lot of very helpful, caring people over the years, and when you have that, it can allow you to grow, and you can make mistakes.
Yeah.
And even worked with Marv Beekman, who the Beekman Center is named after, many, many years ago, who was a helpful person, too. So if I were to list them, there'd be many of them, and I hope that I've helped other people, but I can certainly say that I've had many, many people over the years that have been helpful, given me guidance, and I think those are really important things as we lead a life. And I think if we learn along the road that we're not supposed to be perfect, but we're trying to learn from the curveballs, the things that hit us in life, then we can work on being wise. But I do think Shakespeare did kind of hit it on the head when he came out and he was saying, you know, that the fool is the one who thinks he knows everything, so that's not always the one to be listening to.
And the wise person knows he's a fool. So that's, you know, but I thought it was very interesting that you said, you gain wisdom at times from the people you're trying to help.
Absolutely.
From your patient, because that makes me think of a couple of things. One, I mean, again, because we're trying to turn the old saw on its head a little bit, that age doesn't always beget wisdom. And there's the old line, too, that out of the mouth of babes, that sometimes children can even say some incredibly wise thing despite their years. So wisdom, you know, is where you perceive it, and don't always be looking for it in the same place. You might be surprised where you find it.
I think that is really true, because when we learn lessons in life, you know, it can be reading, it can be experiencing things, it can be seeing things.
Right.
Another thing, too, we do a lot of what PTSD, if out of Chicago, they will refer soldiers to us over the years that have been in action, have seen things occur, and often they want to go back, you know, be part of the team. If you saw the American Sniper, I mean, these are folks that they're dedicated to be part of the team, because most people don't want to be on the firing line, okay? But there are those that really want to do that, feel they're doing the right thing for the country, and they're willing to do that. Now, when you see that, you really do realize there are people that are so willing to defend the country and even put them on the line to do it and really believe that. And to me, those are lessons that we learn about people, commitment, or family, people that are willing to do things. So I do feel that a lot of being wise, not that you have to experience every bad or good or what thing, you call it what you will, but that you can learn from those. And that's where I think a lot of wisdom comes from. But you have to be willing to listen and be willing to try to sort out what did the person learn in their life from their experience. It has really nothing to do with how intelligent you are.
Right.
It has everything to do with what you have learned and you have experienced, because, you know, I worked at MSU for a long time, taught a number of classes there, and I'm not knocking everybody, but that just knowing knowledge doesn't really mean you're going to be wise. In fact, actually, Albert Einstein said, you know, any fool can know, okay? The point is to understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is an important thing, that you can know something, but do you understand it and do you learn from it? But I really do feel...
And that comes from context. That comes from being able... And not just knowing, but being able to impart that knowledge to others, to share it. There are some folks who are incredibly smart, but they can't. They have not mastered that ability to share that knowledge.
And you have to learn from it. I'll give you another one. The unexamined life is not worth knowing. That's Socrates, another old smart fellow from the past. So I do believe that what we have to do is try to learn, try to go through life, and pick up wisdom. Don't become bitter. Don't become angry. Don't become jealous. Obviously, you know, certain people get better opportunities. Certain things occur for people that might not occur for you. They may have a talent you don't have. You don't want to be jealous. You want to see what have they learned.
Right.
What can you gain from them? What can you enjoy from the success of others, rather than being upset that others are successful? So the wise person is peaceful, is trying to move forward, trying to not have anger control them, and just trying to be helpful to fellow human beings as we walk the sometimes treacherous path of life.
Dr. John Bracci, of course, our guest, drjohnb.com. That's where you go to the website, drjohnb.com. Podcast will be there shortly, and you'll find a lot more there on a wide, and I do mean wide variety, of topics here, talking about wisdom today, not always something gained with age. When you do, and when you have it, and when you know others that do, and they're able to impart, it's a wonderful thing. When it doesn't quite work out, well, it doesn't quite work out, but look for wisdom in other places, too. It's always good to have you on, my friend.
Listen, always a pleasure, Dave. Have a nice day. Enjoy your debate.
We'll look forward to that. We'll look for some wisdom there as well. That'll all be coming up here in just a little bit. Coming back on the flip side, we'll visit with Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, reporting on the Secretary of State, who today is trying to get to the bottom, Mike Pompeo, of what has gone on with the Saudis and this missing journalist, and for what many believe is the death of that journalist. And are the Saudis about to change their story in a rather dramatic way? Could happen today. Then Craig Mauger, Lauren Gibbons, both on the 8th District. That'll be our next half hour. And then we'll welcome in the candidates here this morning and talk about a wide range of things here on 1320, The Morning Wake Up, WILS.